gonna have to lead me through it now. But I'm a quick learner.
I teach that to Albert too.
Oh, you did?
I thought that
was. Oh, you did? All right. We'll have it here. We're in D. And then we're going to B, right? You need to pause right before we get to D.
Second part is B, A, and then you
B.
And then back to your D.
How about the high part?
No, this is just. If they never played it, you just can't never get on to it if they let you show them, then you...
Well, show me another
one. But, Albert, though, last time he was up there, we was playing, and when I was showing him that tune, he'd never heard it, but I went over four or five times, and he was playing it, then a little bit after he went home, he made me a tape, and he played it, he was playing on the tape, he thought, keep out right. Now, I'd be here for you fellas to do it for a while. Pick mine up. You could.
On that fine part.
Yeah.
go back to the
beginning? No, do that.
Okay, let's do that again.
It sounded like you should be down at A, but a little bit, but you stay up there just a little bit longer, and then when you hit your A, you don't stay there much till you come right back into D.
Okay.
See? That's a fine line squadron student.
Okay.
The caller said that's the best squadron student that ever played.
Oh, is that right?
Ah, that's what that's it's easy to play. Sometimes you get on some of the squadrons and like you'll have to play for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's
tiring. Well,
that turns into work. It don't bother me. I can play 20, 30 minutes. Don't bother me a bit.
Good. Play something you play for squadron.
You want capo?
No, I'm better off like this.
Oh,
what
you?
Would I play if it were capo?
Okay, A, see, A, you do a lot of...
G.
Yeah.
What's the other chord?
It'd just be G, C, and D.
G, C, sure.
It's easier.
If I need a capo, well, try with the capo.
It's easier to play like that, so... I could want people. Is that right?
Would that be right?
Kitchen girl,
is that my little one?
Huh? Yeah, something like that. Have you ever played that Black Hawk Waltz? That's a boy I like it.
How's it go?
It's played out of G. Easy on the first part, but now you have B and C and all like that.
Well, you don't have to prompt me. Is it this B?
Yeah.
Is it that B?
Then C.
And then C?
And then
what? Black Hawk Waltz.
The first all right, but the second part is what you have. Go in the mini tune that you go in B and then C. And then like that. So you be a little bit too quick.
And then you're right here, G. Thank you.
play guitar with tunes, got all that extra stuff in. But you won't find a guitar player out of a dozen that will follow you on that thing. I like Cuckoo Net. Do you play Cuckoo Net? That's a fine old tune. Now, it's got a lot of that pretty stuff in it. I like it, too. The second part has. It's a... Yeah, it played out of D. Now, the second part... A, C. Now the first part's all right, but the second part, I like the second part. Second part there would be. Cuckoo next.
I'll have a little cuckoo next, yeah. Hey, I think
Curly Lambert. You know Curly Lambert used to play with Ralph Stanley and going there, played mandolin for all. He done mandolin for all them old things. Right. He lived right down there for 4 years.
Oh, is that right?
He was up here everything. Then.
Curly Lamb came up.
Lambert. He's dead. Died of cancer. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of this stuff. All them old sounds are Ralph Stanley. He's done mandolin work for. You know, Art used to be at Ralph Stanley's fiddler when he was 15 years old. Art
Stanley,
15 years old. See. Look, when I go live,
Arthur Smith has done that particular tune on Jimmy Wakefield's Western Picture.
Yeah, Arthur Smith played a bunch of stuff. Where
I know I've got 2 or 3 hours of his last picture on tape.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, you can smooth fiddle. I watched him fiddle. That bow was just done nothing but them fingers on the fire.
Mm-hmm.
I've been right up and watched him. He used to come up to Allen and stay for 2 weeks at a time. No boy I used to play with all the time, but he come up there and fiddle. He teach one fella up there fiddle, and you couldn't tell him which one was Arthur, I think.
Oh, is that right?
He was a Walks boy, but he went to the name on the radio as Curly Kane. He was playing on Ozark Jubilee when he took lung cancer and died.
Oh, that's why I hadn't heard of him.
He was born and raised up there at Allen.
Is that right?
Oh, God. You could set him out there different, and you couldn't tell which one was Arthur Smith, did you? Well, there used to be an old boy down Paul Johnson down in Johnson County the same way. You couldn't tell. He copied everything that Arthur done. Drank himself to death and just pissed out of a chair. Died.
That right?
Drank himself to death. Paul Johnson, boy, he was a good one.
Did you know by any chance Ham Reisner? Is that name?
No.
Somebody up at Ashland mentioned a Ham Reisner or a Lundy Reisner. I think they're dead. But.
I don't know. There's a lot of old, I've got a whole list of people in the Library of Congress in Washington. That's a whole lot of people, but most of them are all dead and gone. When I used to, me and Roy Acup, the only two fellas I ever know this particular tune called Turkey Buzzard. Do you know
it? Let's hear it.
Huh?
Let's hear it.
He called it Turkey Buzzard, and I thought that. But on that list, there's a fellow in North Carolina, federal in the Library of Congress up there now. That's called Turkey Buzzard.
Well, let's hear it.
It's an old tune that ain't much to it. Heard Roy play, and I was, thought it was the only one to know.
You thought you and Roy had that tune covered.
Yeah.
You play any other like that?
Nah, he plays another old tune that he calls it Crow's Nest. Boy, I like to play it with a whole band. Banjo comes in there, it was good. That was the first thing that he called it Crow's Nest, but I don't know what Arthur Smith called it. When Arthur Smith comes to the Grand Ole Opry, that was the first tune he played. And when he left the opera, that was the last thing he played.
Why did he leave the opera?
Drink himself to death.
Oh. Seems like that. It's almost
drunk, soft.
Yeah.
His boy, Ernest lives down below. Ernest Lewis. That's where I get all my tapes from.
Oh, well, it's nice of him to share that with you.
Yeah, I've got...
Here I am, Mary Knowing.
Finished up lunch, which was down the pool room, and I told him he lost his mind. He said he was telling Wilson that he thought you all pulled lunch together or something. I said, Mary Neal's out of town, and I said, she organizes you all, and she's gone, and you all know what to do. You can't work it out. And but I laughed. I said, well, you left me a note and said you would see me
Thursday,
but you said Wednesday. I thought you meant whichever one. I thought you lost today, but I went to. But I didn't
feel
you,
out
so.
My little hair well, sheet. I was feeling guilty the whole time. I thought I'd be too bad. I don't know why I didn't file or start this thing.
attorney. She's working on it. But you take your own car. Okay, Miss Ritchie, she's working on it.
But see, that comes
this month or last month. So.
This comes out of Georgia fixed this wall book just for
the Vintage Fiddler, so it won't come out of the single travel. But she still has to do this. Okay, but she still has to do the travel the same way that she takes it out of here. That's all I'm saying, so there's a record of it.
Okay.
Only tell her that, give her that or whatever.
Give her that, so yeah. She doesn't take it out of
right.
The other travel.
Right.
I was tied up. I've got a big emergency at home.
What's happening?
Oh, it's not that kind of emergency. You know, I had programmed this weekend, worked like a dog over the weekend to get ready, and I told Sears if I could get my carpet today, then I wanted it before this weekend. If not, I didn't want it till after Sunday because I was getting a whole house full of company. And he said, fine. And they called this morning and said the man wasn't coming to lay it. And I got a cleaning lady coming tomorrow and my company coming Friday. And everything back in my house is all piled in my dining room. You can't even, my dining room and living room are just piled up with furniture and stuff out of closets. And you know what it would be like to unload all your closets and stuff in here?
He is coming today?
No, he is not. And so I called Sears when he told me that. I said, oh, you can't do this to me. I said, my house is upside down and I've got a whole house full of company coming. And I said, and I told him I didn't want it unless I could get it by then, you know. And I said, can't you hire another carpet layer? You know, they didn't hire this guy but the job. So Dean Folks out there is supposedly looking for someone. They could hire a carpet. There's many carpet layers for you. They can find one of them to go out there and lay that carpet and just phone back. And it's not that big a deal.
You'd think they could do it.
So he hadn't called me back. He said, I've got out four or five, he called me, he said, I've got out four or five feelers, he said, on, you know, to different carpet people to borrow one of their carpet layers. And so he called me right back. He just called and just called me back and he was on another line.
I didn't get anything to sign hers. Now you don't, her little release sheet. You don't get it all. I'm going to pull all this together and let you put it in a stack and let you look at the whole big volume. It'll be exciting.
Ooh, Mary Neal, I can hardly wait.
It'll be exciting.
I don't want to do you like...
Don't think of other things I could have done. Just squelch those thoughts. Don't even mention it.
Like Steve was before, he was telling me that he had like a hat. He had a hat that said Ventura Shooter, whatever that match was. He went to last weekend, just broke the record. I said, oh, that's nice. You know, he asked me to get that. Oh, well, they had some drawings instead of the thing. And he won that. In fact, I won two other things that I won. He started telling me what he won. It was something new, just recognize it and told you what it was, but so-and-so boars, hopper boars or something.
Parts
you know?
To their guns.
Yeah, and something else, some kind of, you know, after he told me, I said, ooh, good. He said, now you're making fun of that. He said, that's worth about $12. I said, oh, well, good.
I'm glad you won. That's
terrific.
Yeah. Get over there and they're going to say that it's not
not, they don't have a binder taken off, and then we're going to have to...
Oh. Oh, no.
You know that's what's going to happen.
Don't say that.
If I can take it from the dean, I'm going to see it this weekend. That's so dark. Do you suppose I can get it any lighter? See, the pages...
Oh, that's too Betty Billy thing.
Let me go try.
Oh, that's really dark.
There, too.
That Betty Porter may have already asked you today. She said that she and the dean sent a memo to Dr. Anderson regarding Mrs. Rose's employment down here by us. Okay, will I track? Okay, now can I ask you, could I have a copy of that if I can attach it to her contract down here? Okay, well, do you have your note? What I thought we could do if the... Oh, okay, then the next time we ask somebody to do this, we'll kind of already have it. If it's another department or whatever, then we'll have it confirmed. And maybe, you know, then we can be cautious about it and we'll move on. I was in a meeting with her the other day, and she was about one of the same thing about moving past her. And she said, well, she started talking about her office. I didn't say it. Someone else said it. Well, I know it. It is down here, too. Steve said something he went up and talked to her about a month ago. And he sent her written a memo about it, but he said there was a contract and she found her work, you know. And but she said she was, she thought there weren't any, you know, things to put off with this, what that she was having the things on the mail that came in, so she could find out where the... Is that what the answer is? Well, see, we're having that down here with everything, and I feel sorry for Jackie. We cannot, you know, even send these contracts, can't even start working on these contracts until we get our money approved. So we're already, you know, behind the eight ball. And then when people hold on to those things 3 and 4 weeks, it really, and then if they say don't send a contract through, when, like Jackie says, you're forced to lie, then you're just supposed to take the contract so that it doesn't look like you're not doing your job, and that contract's been typed down here for 4 weeks, you know. You learn to lie. Oh, just to get them approved, and drives you crazy. Well, that would help us maybe on the next time we do this. I could at least show somebody here and confirm, you know, it is okay to do it next time. Okay. All right. Thanks, son.